minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Jeno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back, sacks, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
On a beautiful day in the Texas Panhandle, the Rough Riders get set for Game 3 of this six-game series. It's the Frisco Rough Riders coming in at 37-28 in the second half, and 81-53 overall on the season. Amarillo, the Diamondbacks affiliate, the Sod Poodles sitting at 27-37 in the second half, and 57-76 overall on the year. The Rough Riders through 20 games against this bunch, 13-7 against Amarillo, but with their win last night, pulled back to an even 500 at 4-4 here in this ballpark. It's a small ballpark, as we've talked about. The Rough Riders have struggled a bit over the course of the year here, but really dominant at home. So So the Rough Riders look to break the even tie in this series at a game and a piece. They lost the opener back on Tuesday. 5-1 went to Amarillo. And last night, a 3-1 win for the Rough Riders. Offensively, it's been some struggles, but the return of Max Acosta last night proved to be enough for the Riders. He picked up three hits, including his eighth homer of the year, and drove in a pair of runs. Let's go ahead and meet the starting pitchers for tonight. But before we do, we'll introduce ourselves alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke Manley with you here on the pregame show. It's Mitch Bratt, the left-hander and number 18 prospect of the Rangers organization, taking the hill for Frisco. He is 2-2 with a 5.33 ERA, that coming in six games. Five of those starts, the lone one that was out of the bullpen was when he piggybacked off of Jacob DeGrom back at Riders Field. The 21-year-old, originally from Canada, was a fifth-round selection in 2021 by the Rangers out of Georgia Premier Academy. He attacked with a fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. And tonight marks his first meeting with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. He provided five scoreless one-hit innings in his Double-A debut, but he's coming off of his worst Double-A start, where he took home the loss, going 2 1/3 innings, giving up five runs, four of those earned on four hits and a pair of walks while striking out three. In four of his six outings here at the Double-A level, he's made it through at least five innings. So it's Mitch Bratt, the number 18 prospect, the left-hander on the hill tonight for the Riders, looking to break the 1-1 tie in this series here tonight in Game 3. On the other side, it's a right-hander, Joe Elvis, still in search of his first Double-A win. He's 0-3 with a 3.7 ERA across seven starts for Amarillo on the year. That's 17 earned runs and 41 1/3 innings of work. Not an overpowering hurler. He's 21 years old, originally from Venezuela, and signed with the Diamondbacks back in 2019. But he's coming off of his best Double-A outing, looking to build on that, where he held Midland to just one run across seven innings, but Amarillo went on to lose that game 2-1, the final score. And that his shortest outing of the year is just 4 2/3 innings, which he's done twice. He's been able to work deep in ball games. He has gone seven innings already three times in his seven starts with the Sod Poodles, and he's gone at least seven in back-to-back appearances here at the Double-A level. It's the right-hander Joe Elvis in search of his first Double-A win. The 21-year-old takes the hill, and on the other side, another 21-year-old, a left-hander in Mitch Bratt. Two different stories, because Mitch Bratt coming off his worst appearance, looking to right the ship, and on the other side, Joe Elvis coming off his best Double-A start and looking to roll that over tonight against the Rough Riders. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll get you part one of our two-part interview with the top prospect in the Rangers organization and third baseman tonight for Frisco, Sebastian Walcott.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rangers top prospect Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian, first of all, thanks for taking the time. Let's just start with this week. You became the youngest player in franchise history to wear the Rough Riders uniform. You were actually born 3 years after the franchise came to be. Does it mean anything to you to be the youngest player in franchise history, or is it just a number?
It's just a number. 18-year-old in Double-A doesn't really mean nothing to me. It's the same game. It's baseball. There's no age in baseball, so I'm just here to compete with all the guys here and just happy to be here and just ready to compete anytime.
Love it. We were just talking about your schooling process. You did some online school. How was that balancing, you know, playing baseball? It's a little bit different when you're going through regular high school. You know, you go through the day, and then after the day comes to an end, then you go play a baseball game. That wasn't really the case for you. Walk me through how that was, balancing baseball and school as well.
So I did school last year in my first pro season, and I think, like, I would do school right after I played, and I think it was just a perfect balance because I didn't really have to complete it, like, in the morning time, like, how regular school is, so I just completed on my own time. So I think that just opened up my schedule a little bit better, and it just made more time for me to focus on baseball than focus on school right after.
At the beginning of last year, you signed with the Rangers organization. What was that process like, being from the Bahamas, to get pen to paper and become a professional athlete?
You know, it was a really good experience to sign that contract with the Rangers. It was even better to have my family there and to see that happen with them there. And, you know, I'm just happy to be part of the Rangers organization. This is a really good organization. This is a winning organization. I'm just happy to be able to compete for any affiliate of this team.
You go back to growing up in the Bahamas. What was your introduction to baseball like?
Well, my brother, he was the reason why I started playing baseball. I saw him play baseball first, and I just wanted to become like him. So I started playing baseball around 4 years old, and I just never turned back ever since. My dad wanted me to play basketball, but I just couldn't play basketball over baseball. So baseball was always my first love.
When it comes to baseball there in the Bahamas, are there a lot of teams or are there a lot of guys that are trying to make it out in the game of baseball, or is it a pretty select bunch?
When I was growing up, not really a lot, but now since Jazz is really putting the Bahamas on the map, I think baseball is growing a ton in the Bahamas, and props to him for helping to grow the sport in the Bahamas. Now everybody wants to play professional baseball, and I think that's a good thing. So now everybody's more competitive and taking the sport more seriously.
Yeah, back on Tuesday, you made your Double-A debut here. Mentioned you became the youngest player in franchise history. You picked up a double in your first game. What was that feeling like for you?
It was a great feeling just to get my first hit, especially a double, and just to do it in that type of way, it was really good. But I wanted one more, maybe two more that day, but one is fine, and I'm hoping to get some more today.
Love it. Chatting with Rangers top prospect Sebastian Walcott here on the pregame show. And Sebastian, talk to me a little bit about your relationship with the teammates. You're by far the youngest player. Does that really play a factor in anything, or do you feel like you just mesh in with this group of guys right away?
I mesh with this group right away. Back in spring training, we're hanging out together, we're playing the same team all the time. So I'm used to playing with these guys, and just to be back with these guys again later in the year, especially close to playoff time, is definitely great because we already got that chemistry, and I think we're ready to dominate the playoffs.
How many of this group of guys, how many of them did you know prior to this season? I know a couple of the guys have come up recently from High A Hickory, so you got a relationship. Who are you closest with on this group?
I'm closest with Cam Colley. We were in Hickory together for a majority of the season, and we got called up together to Double-A. So we spent a lot of time in the infield. We hit together in the same groups, and we're just like that 1-2 combo. And it's like happy. I'm just happy to play alongside with him every chance I get to play with him.
That's part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders infielder and Rangers top-rated prospect Sebastian Walcott. You can get part two pregame tomorrow of that interview, but we're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get you set for first pitch with the starting lineups before Game 3 of the 6-game series against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, just a couple of minutes away from first pitch in Game 3 of this 6-game series. 4 games remain in the Rough Riders' regular season before they take on the Midland Rockhounds come Tuesday on the road to open up the postseason. Let's first meet the starters for the Rough Riders. Going against Joe Elvis, the right-hander, tonight making his 8th Double-A start. It's Alejandro Osuna, the number 16 ranked prospect. He'll play center field and bat first for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. Maximo Acosta back in the lineup after three hits last night. He's the shortstop batting second. Josh Hatcher, the designated hitter tonight in the three spot in the order, followed by the cleanup man and first baseman Abimelech Ortiz. Sebastian Walcott, you got part one of that interview pregame just a moment ago. He makes his debut at third base for the Rough Riders defensively and will bat fifth, followed by Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, after a night off, batting sixth. In the seventh spot is the right fielder Luis Mieses. Gabriel Rodriguez man second base and will bat eighth for the Riders. It's Tucker Mitchell to do the catching tonight for Mitch Brett. He rounds out this lineup again for Frisco. Osuna, Acosta, Hatcher, Ortiz, Walcott, Zavala, Mieses, Rodriguez, and Mitchell. The Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles have split the first two games of this series, with the Rough Riders winning 3-1 last night. The Sod Poodles trying to get back in the win column against the left-hander Mitch Brett. They'll line up as follows. Third baseman Jesus Valdez will lead things up. He hit in the ninth spot last night, going 1-for-2. Nafi Castillo, the left fielder, bat second, followed by Gino Groover, the second baseman, a number 9 ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. He bats third. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Caleb Roberts. Ivan Melendez mans the one bag, and the number 23 prospect for Arizona, that's fifth. Christian Serna will do the catching tonight and bat sixth, followed by the 7-hole hitting center fielder, Gavin Contasello. Christian Robinson, after a night off, returns to the lineup, batting eighth and playing right field. Now Carlos Cintron, the shortstop, will round things out for the Sod Poodles. Again for Amarillo, it is Valdez, Castillo, Groover, Roberts, Melendez, Serna, Contasello, Robinson, and Cintron. Mitch Brett, coming off of his worst double-A start, looking to right the ship on the other side. Joe Elbus, who will take them out first, trying to make it three consecutive seven-inning outings for the right-hander out of Venezuela. A pair of 21-year-olds on the hill. The Rough Riders looking to pull above 500, not only in this series, but also in this ballpark. They sit at 4-4 here at Hodgetown, but 13-7 across their first 20 games against the Sod Poodles. First pitch is just a couple of minutes away. The Rough Riders sitting at 81-53. Amarillo 57-76. We'll step aside for the national anthem when we come back. Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. He'll take us to first pitch here at Game 3 from Hodgetown Field.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a gorgeous night here in Hodgetown, the Rough Riders look to make it back-to-back wins as we continue the final regular season series here in 2024. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Amarillo, Texas, and downtown as I'm joined today by my partner in crime, Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders coming off a win last night 3-1. And phenomenal pitching, especially out of the bullpen. Winston Santos went five, allowing just one run, and then the bullpen combined for four scoreless innings, taking down the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the easiest ballpark to hit in the entire Texas League. Today it's Joe Elvis on the mound for Amarillo. He faces off against Alejandro Osuna, Max Acosta, and Josh Hatcher in this first inning. We're ready for baseball. Elvis, the right-hander, wearing number 5 on his back into his wind. In the first pitch of the ball game, it's low and outside. 1-0. We're underway at 6:37, just 2 minutes tardy today. Our first pitch temperature, 87 degrees here in Hodgetown. Elvis back into his wind of the pitch. That's up and in, and it's 2-0. Elvis comes at you with 3 fastballs, the 4-seam, 2-seam, and cutter. Also throw a slider and a changeup. He rocks into his wind here and deals home to Osuna. It fits just outside, and it's 3-0. Elvis, the 21-year-old, 6'1", 150 pounds out of Caracas, Venezuela, making his 8th career AA start. 0-3, a 3.70 ERA. 3-0. Outside corner for a called strike. It's 3-1 now. Osuna got the day off yesterday, went 1-for-4 in the opener. Playing in his 54th game with the Riders, a 3.01 batting average, 8.79 OPS. The pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 3-2. The story on Elvis has been a really good season so far here in AA, but he hasn't gotten a lot of run support. In 7 starts, he's received just 12 runs total of run support. The pitch. There's a line drive looped down the left field line and foul into the netting just beyond left field. Still 3-2 on Osuna. Riders center fielder and left-hand batter is looks like a bit of toilet paper is being blown around the yard. It lands about halfway in between first and home, and Max Acosta runs out and grabs it. It's a very blustery day here in Amarillo with the wind blowing hard out to left field at 18 miles an hour, 25-mile-an-hour gusts. Expect some balls to carry today. The pitch. Up and away to Osuna, ball 4. A leadoff man with a leadoff walk. And here's Max Acosta to face a fellow Caracas native. Acosta had the day off in the opener, but a 3-for-4 day yesterday. A home run. He drove in 2 of the 3 Rough Riders runs. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Elvis coming off a start against Midland last week on the road in which he went 7 innings allowing 1 run. But the Sod Poodles lost that game 2-1. First pitch home on the way to the right-handed batter. On the inside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Brandon Tipton does our umpiring today behind home. Benning stranded first, and Trevor Patience is the third baseman. Here's the stretch from Elvis, and he deals. That's just inside, missing, and it's 1-1. Acosta continues to be one of the hotter hitters for the Rough Riders as of late. He has hits in 10 of his last 11 games, hitting .410 over that stretch. In his last 42 games, he's hitting .325. The pitch. There's a chopper foul down the left side. It's 1-2. And since July 10th, he has the 5th best OPS in the Texas League at just under 900. So not only getting on base, not only picking up base hits, but doing a little bit of both and doing some damage as well. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he offers in the 1-2. Slips inside. Acosta shooting out of the way, and it's two balls and two strikes. Shortstop playing in his 102nd game this year for the Rough Riders in game number 135 for the ball club. 81-53 this year. 2-2. And misses high. Three balls and two strikes. It's the best record in the Texas League. Second best record in AA. They have a chance technically to win both halves, but it would take a lot. Midland is currently four games up on them, and we have four games remaining. So they would have to lose the last four, and Rough Riders would have to win the last four. 3-2. Inside, ball four again. Oh, back-to-back walks, and the Rough Riders have two aboard and nobody out here in the first inning. And that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. The walks haven't necessarily been a big problem for Elvis over the course of the season, and hasn't been a strength necessarily either, but 42 walks in 131 innings this year. He struck out over 100. He hasn't really been a huge strikeout pitcher. But this season, coming into this game, he had about a 7.8 walk rate, which is just below average. But back-to-back walks here in the first inning. Josh Hatcher trying to do damage now. Boy, has he done a good job of doing that against Amarillo this year. Five homers and 19 runs batted in 17 games head-to-head against him. First pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss to the left-handed batter. It's 0-1. Left-handers have struggled against Elvis, even though he's a right-hander here at the AA level. Just a 681 OPS against him. But they have hit all three homers that Elvis has allowed here in AA. 0-1. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-2 quickly on Hatcher after back-to-back walks. Elvis starts at 0-2. Into the back of the left-handed batter's box. Hatcher 2-for-8 in the first two games of this series with a double and a run batted in. Elvis readies the 0-2. Breaking ball, got him looking on the outside corner. So Hatcher down on strikes. And there's the first out of this first inning. Hatcher didn't like the call. He thought it was off the plate. Borderline pitch, but Elvis gets the call. So here's Abimelech Ortiz.
Yeah, you're likely going to get that call after back-to-back walks to open the game.
And Ryan Tuntlin, the Riders' hitting coach, is already jawing out at home plate umpire Brandon Tipton, and he said that's enough. So if Tunt is jawing, it's probably a ball. Here's the stretch and the first pitch home to Ortiz. That's outside, 1-0. Ortiz 1-for-4 in the series. He got yesterday off. Right-hander readies. And brings in the 1-0. Foul back. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders with runners at first and second and one out. Nothing-nothing our score in the top of the first inning. Let's take a look at the defense behind Joe Elvis. It's Nafe Castillo in left. Gavin Contasello in center. And Christian Robinson in right field. Jesus Valdez is the third baseman. Giancarlo Cintron at shortstop behind Osuna. Creeping towards the bag. And the pitch is in the dirt. Skips away behind Serna to the backstop. And both runners move up. So a wild pitch not only makes it so the double play is out of order, but now a base hit could make it 2-0, Rough Riders. Gino Groover is at second base, finishing off that defense. Ivan Melendez is at first, and Christian Serna was the one who couldn't handle that ball in the dirt back behind home. A tough play for him. Two balls and one strike on Ortiz. Here's the stretch from Elvis, peering over at Osuna at third. And he rocks home, swinging a foul directly back behind home plate, and it's two balls and two strikes on Ortiz. The Rough Riders have made a habit out of scoring runs in the first inning. They had the second most runs scored in the first out of anybody in the Texas League this year, trailing only Springfield. 81 runs in the first in 135 games this year. Ortiz calls time and steps out. Frisco scored in the first yesterday on a solo homer by Max Acosta. Elvis Rennies from the stretch. He brings it home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and in. So Ortiz is down on strikes. Two walks in a row. Two strikeouts in a row. And here's Sebastian Walcott, the 18-year-old number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Walcott playing in his third game here at the AA level. Youngest player in Rangers franchise history to play in AA. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, base hit center field. Osuna scores. Acosta hot-footing it around. He crosses home. Sebastian Walcott, a two-run single. Rough Riders strike first. His first career AA RBIs. And Walcott gets the Rough Riders going in the first inning. A hard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Solid contact for the 18-year-old. Well, Rough Riders 2, Amarillo nothing here in the top of the first inning. And Aaron Zavala climbs in. First pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders' woes with runners in scoring position have been well documented in their last eight games, hitting just 109 with runners in scoring position. Seven hits in their eight games in those situations. But there's a big one from Walcott. The pitch outside to Z, and it's one ball and one strike. And that was no cheapie either. A hard ground ball into center field for the base hit. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander comes home. A line drive hit deep to center field, into the alley, Contesello over, and he makes the catch. Well, Zavala cracked it, but Contesello able to track it down for the final out of the inning. Two runs across for the Rough Riders on one hit. No errors and a runner left on. And Sebastian Walcott, two-run single, and the Rough Riders take a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the first in the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning, and Mitch Bratt has a couple of runs to work with already. A two-run single by Sebastian Walcott, and it's 2-0 Rough Riders into the bottom of the first. Mitch Bratt deals with Jesus Valdez, Nafe Castillo, and Gino Gruber. First pitch home. A left-hander who goes right down the middle for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. The fastball, if this is your first time tuning into a Mitch Bratt, the start will be in the upper 80s and low 90s. 0-1. Breaking ball down in the dirt nearly hit him, and it's one ball and one strike. Bratt will go anywhere up to 94 miles an hour with that fastball, but that's not his bread and butter, the velocity. His command is really, really good. When he came up to the Rough Riders, he had the best strikeout-to-walk ratio in high A, the pitch. That's outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And then here at the AA level. Not that his command has been poor, but a little bit worse than he was at the high A level, and giving up a few more hits as well. As he rocks into his wind of the pitch, there's a bouncing ball hit to the left side of the infield. Acosta's got it at short, turns and throws him out. One away. Nafy Castillo bats now. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning. And with Hickory in 17 games, opponents hit .220 against him. A .245 mark here in AA so far. As Luke mentioned in the pregame, he's coming off his worst start of his AA career last week. He winds and fires home to Castillo. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs, 4 of them earned. He cruised through the first 2 innings of that start. And then it was all 5 runs coming across in the third against him. So the longevity in a start, something Brat would like to improve on a bit. He peels and offers in the 0-1. Up and outside, it's 1-1. Brat overall in his 6 appearances, 5 starts with the Rough Riders, 2-2, a 5.33 ERA. 30 strikeouts in 27 innings for him. 1-1. A hard shot to deep center field, sending Osuna back, twists around, reaches up and paws it out of the sky. Oh, what a play. Osuna back on a dead sprint, flipped around his head with his back turned momentarily into the diamond, and then reached up at the last possible second, and it was almost like glove and ball met at the apex as far as he could reach up. Just a great catch on the run, and there are 2 outs. There's Gino Groover now, right-handed batter, 2 down in the first, and Brat's first pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. You have to imagine going into the postseason, we're going to see Osuna in center field. It's Aaron Zavala in left and Luis Yacy's in right currently for the Rough Riders. Brat into his wind in the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, 1-1. The rest of that defense behind Brat. Walcott at third. Max Acosta already made a play at shortstop. Keber Rodriguez at second. Abimelech Ortiz at first. And Tucker Mitchell catches for Brat. 1-1. That's a low and outside. 2-1. A Groover in this series, 2-for-6 with a homer, playing in his 10th game here at the AA level. Number 9 prospect in the Diamondbacks org. 2-1. Just outside, missing with a backdoor slider, and it's 3-1. Groover, a .343 and over 1,000 OPS start to his AA career. 3-1. Just below the zone, ball 4. Brat very demonstrative with his displeasure with that miscall. What he thought was a miscall from Brandon Tipton. He thought it should have been a strike. Instead, it's ball 4. Caleb Roberts, the designated hitter, stands in now. 1-for-7 with a double, an RBI, and a walk in this series. His overall numbers haven't been very good against the Rough Riders this year. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. But his impact has certainly been felt in this head-to-head series. The Rough Riders are 13-7 through 20 games head-to-head against Amarillo this year. Caleb Roberts had a walk-off home run here in this ballpark earlier this season against the Riders. 0-1. Popped up left side of the infield. Walcott over in foul ground, backpedaling near the on-field bullpen, reaches out at the last second and makes the catch off to his right side. There's the final out of this first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on base. It's the Rough Riders 2, the Sun Poodles nothing as we go to the top of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Oh, we just had the daily water battle as we go into the top of the second inning between Ruckus, the mascot here in Amarillo, and the Rough Riders bullpen as he came by in his golf cart. Those two entities firing it up with the water. Who won today, Luke?
I'm going to say the actual battle, maybe Ruckus won. But he made one key mistake. He lost his bucket on the way out, had himself a 5-gallon bucket that the Rough Riders bullpen now possesses. They've got the upper hand for tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. The Rough Riders pen also won yesterday. No doubt about that one.
So you're saying he won the battle, he may lose the war,
yeah,
after
exactly.
Losing the bucket.
Yeah. Small win.
First pitch to the Luis Mieses is fouled away down the left side. It's 0-1.
But it comes at a cost. Seth Clark was quick to pick up that bucket and store it right behind the Rough Riders bench there, right behind their bench.
And he showed it off to everyone after he picked it up, too. One of our favorite things about coming here to Amarillo is seeing that water battle between the two. Pitch home is a fly ball down the left side, foul ground. Valdez, the third baseman, watching towards the bullpen, and it just lands in foul ground in play, but underneath the bullpen seating area, the bench down there.
Yeah, everyone scattered except for the one guy sitting there on the bench that was the most likely to receive the brute force of that ball coming down. Couldn't tell who it was, but they all scattered.
The brave soul. 0-2 to Mieses, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. Well, it was a 25-pitch first inning for Joe Elbis, and the Riders got to him. Sebastian Walcott in particular, after the two walks and a wild pitch, Walcott a two-run single up the middle. 1-2. There's a ground ball foul down the right side this time. He picks on his own bullpen. Nick Krauth with the glove on, ready to go. Walks down the line and hands the ball off to Seth Clark. One ball, two strike pitch on the way. There's a ground ball, chopped foul at the plate. It's still one ball and two strikes. So Elbis looks to rebound here. I feel like I'm saying Elvis every time I say his name, but it is Elbis, E-L-B-I-S. Caracas, Venezuela native. Mention how good he's been recently and the lack of run support that he's gotten. He rocks into his wind and pitches. There's a line drive looped into right center field. Robinson over it. It lands in between him and Contasello. Contasello gets it back in quickly. Not before it's a base hit for Luis Mieses. A good piece of two-strike hitting. And even though he was kind of out on his front foot and one-handed that ball, it was still hit pretty darn hard into the alley. Second hit of the day for the Rough Riders. And that brings Caber Rodriguez to the plate, who has been a menace against Amarillo this year, hitting over 300 and has driven in 14 runs in 12 games head-to-head against him. 1-for-5 of the walk in this series so far, and the pitch. That's just inside, 1-0. Elbis has been really good in his last four starts, a 2.92 ERA. In his three seven-inning starts this year in AA, he's 0-1, allowing just two runs, one run, and one run. The pitch. Outside, back pick down to first, not in time. Two balls and no strikes to Rodriguez. So we'd certainly like to get some more run support. Based on how Mitch Bratt looked in that first inning, it might be tough for the home team tonight. 2-0. Elbis ready from the stretch. The pitch. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike. 2-1. The Riders are trying to ignite some offense themselves, having lacked the offensive production over their last 8 games. Mentioned the lack of hitting with runners in scoring position. As there's a line drive into left center field. That one's down and all the way into the alley. It bounces off the fence. Miesi's on his horse. He's up to third. He gets the windmill. The relay throw is not in time. A head first dive safe across the plate. RBI double. Caber Rodriguez. Riders lead 3-0. Miesi's not the fleetest of foot, but he unhooked the trailer around third, turned on the Jets, and able to dive headfirst safely ahead of the throw as it took Serna into foul ground up the third baseline. And Caber Rodriguez delivers his 15th RBI in 13 games against Amarillo. 3-0 Riders. Well, who needs a hit with runners in scoring position when you can double with a guy on first? Here's Tucker Mitchell in the 9 spot. 3-0 Frisco in the top of the second. First pitch. Outside corner, calling strike with a fastball. 0-1. Top of the order in Alejandro Osuna on deck. Elvis readies. And kicks home. There's a breaking ball, ground ball to third. Valdez picks, shuffles his feet, and throws on to first to get him one away. Well, going into the playoffs, you want to obviously be playing your best. Sometimes it's not about the best team. It's about the team that is the hottest going into the playoffs. And the Rough Riders offense would love to ignite here in this series in this very hitter-friendly ballpark to try and get ready to keep exploding in the playoffs against Midland. So why not put up some runs in this series? First pitch. Osuna cracks it down the right field line, and it's foul off the netting. Right above the Rough Riders bullpen, it's 0-1. He hit it hard, but is now behind in the count. He walked back in the first inning and scored on the walk-on 2-run single. Elvis readies. He brings it. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-2. Rough Riders in those last 8 games, including that entire series against the Wind Surge, have scored no more than 4 runs in a game. Good thing last series was they pitched so well. They're able to win the set. 0-2. There's a ground ball foul. The right side, and it's still 0-2 on Osuna. Out in front on a breaking ball. So hopefully the Riders will be able to continue that success that they have started here in the beginning of this ball game and pour on more offensive action against these Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders' highest scoring offensive day in franchise history, 21 runs, came here in this ballpark back in 2022. They hit 8 home runs that day. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a foul back in Acerta's glove. Strike 3. The third strikeout for Elvis. 2 down here in the second, and Max Acosta back. Elevated the heater that time. Acosta walked and scored as well back in the first inning. He's reached in 4 of his first 5 plate appearances in this series. Elvis stretches. Rodriguez leads from second. The pitch. Acosta swings and misses. Behind in the fastball. It's 0-1. 3-0. Rough Riders out in front. Acosta slightly open stance. Elvis rocks in. There's a line drive into left field, a base hit. Rodriguez getting waved around third. Castillo's throw to the plate, not in time. It bounced past the catcher, Serna. Acosta on the throw up to second. 4-0 Riders. Max Acosta delivering again. He's now 4-for-5 in the series. His third RBI in the last 2 days as well. And the Riders have a 2 spot in each of the first 2 innings tonight. 4-0 Frisco. And Josh Hatcher bats now. Rough Riders' third hit in this inning against Elvis. Opponents are hitting just 216 against him here in AA before this start. Pitch home. Swing and a miss and an elevated fastball. And it's 0-1. Already four hits against him. The most hits he's allowed in a AA start was at San Antonio. He allowed six. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike outside corner, 0-2. Good start for this Rough Riders offense tonight. Equaling their game high over the last eight games in the first two innings tonight. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a nasty breaking ball. He strikes out Hatcher for the second time, and the inning is over. So four strikeouts for Elvis, but four runs for the Rough Riders. Through two innings, bottom two next. Rough Riders 4, Amarillo nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Beautiful night for baseball. 4-0 Rough Riders. Mitch Bratt back to the hill, bottom of the second inning. Just the perfect kind of night to hang out under a gazebo on a beautiful summer evening and spend the night outside, maybe a campfire after the sun goes down. We don't have any gazebos up here, though. First pitch is a strike dive, and Melendez, it's 0-1. That's all right. We'll hang out in the press box in the broadcast booth for now. Brad offers in. He's swinging a miss, and it's 0-2 now on Melendez, who's 3-for-8 with a homer in the first two games of this series. Melendez, powerful right-handed batter out of the University of Texas. He has just murdered the Rough Riders this year. 0-2. That's way upstairs, and it's one ball and two strikes. 20 games he's played in all 20 head-to-head against the Riders. 7 home runs, 15 runs batted in the 20 games. Brad into his wind, and he whistles in the 1-2. Popped up right side and out of play, and it's still one ball and two strikes. It's so interesting, the roster turnover. The Rough Riders have a lot of players that had played head-to-head against this Sod Poodles team. There's the offering in. There's a fly ball hammered out to deep left field. Forget it. It's the eighth home run for Melendez head-to-head against Frisco. That ball was powdered. Is 22nd to lead the league, and it's now 4-1. Rough Riders still lead it. Yeah.
A no-doubter for Melendez. He has extraordinary power. So the Hispanic Titanic exits the ballpark. And Christian Serta bats now. First pitch. Up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mitch Brat surrendering just his third home run here at the AA level. And the pitch is high. It's 2-0. The bigger the lead you can get, the better is in this ballpark. Runs can be scored in the blink of an eye. 2-0 pitch to Serta. Breaking ball is low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Nearly hit it off the light post beyond the black fence that goes out onto the street. It was a shot. 3-0. Just high, ball four. So after the home run, a four-pitch walk to Serta. And Gavin Contasello stands in. Brad, as he always does, licked his finger four times and wiped it twice on his pants. There's Gavin Contasello, who is playing in his third game at the AA level. Hit in the two spot the last two nights. The first pitch, swing and a miss, it's 0-1. He's been dropped down to the seven spot in the order now, facing a left-hander. 2-for-7 in his first two games. Brad fires. Breaking ball. Line to first. Ortiz has got it on the line. Back pedal is back to first. Steps on the bag. It's a double play. That ball was blistered out to first base. Ortiz made the catch, and there was nothing Serta could do. He was in his secondary. Ortiz just backpedaled it right back to the bag. Stepped on the pillow for the double play, and there are two outs. Christian Robinson hits now, right-handed batter, 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second, the pitch. Cuddles with the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Brad retoes the rubber, peering in, he's got his sign. And fires home. There's a breaking ball hammered out to left center field. Zavala gives up on it, and that one is way out of here. My goodness, over the scoreboard. A tape measure shot. It's still rolling in the parking lot. It's now 4-2, Rough Riders. Christian Robinson with his 10th home run. Second solo shot of the inning. There's Giancarlo Cintrone, and the offering in. In the air, down the right side, foul ground, Ortiz racing after it, and he makes the catch, angling back into fair territory. Side retired. Two runs, and that last one was a 477-foot shot. My goodness, what a blast. We go to the third, Rough Riders still leading 4-2, and Luke's on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it.
The show was fun. Top of the third, Abimelech Ortiz accounted for all the outs. In the bottom of the second, he leads things up and rips through a first pitch fastball at 93 miles an hour from Joe Elvis. Elvis, as we mentioned, coming off back-to-back seven-inning starts, the last of which he held one of the best offenses in this league to one run. Pitch. Now in line towards left field, down the line, Castillo ranging over, it's off the base of the wall. Ortiz racing into second base, he'll cruise in, standing up, it's a leadoff double for Abby Ortiz to open up the top of the third. The Rough Riders have seen the baseball well tonight against the right-hander Elvis. They scored two in the first, two in the second. Now Ortiz leads off the third with a two-bagger. We have had one scoreless half inning. It was the bottom of the first. And all the other three half innings, we've gotten exactly two runs. Here's Sebastian Walcott. First pitch. At the knees, missed just a bit inside for ball one.
Oh, what you just described is exactly why Hodgetown has the reputation it does. This is a normal Hodgetown game.
That's right. The Rough Riders doing it without the long ball tonight. For Amarillo, two solo homers. 4-2, Frisco. Walcott takes inside yet again. Two balls and no strikes.
So far.
I wouldn't particularly bet against the Riders homering tonight.
Done it each of the first two.
That they have. Walcott awaits. Ahead, two balls and no strikes. The pitch glides outside and a bit upstairs. And the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, 18-year-old Walcott, has himself a 3-0 advantage. He said pregame that double felt really good back on Tuesday, but he wishes he could have got a couple more. Pitch home. Called a strike on the inner edge, right at the knees to Walcott. First trip to the dish tonight, a two-out, two-run single, picking up his first RBIs as a Rider. Elvis comes set at the chin, Ortiz dancing in second in the pitch home. Another called strike, again on the inner edge, that time at 93 with that fastball. A lot of young future stars here tonight. Joe Elvis, 21. On the other side, the Rough Riders have a 21-year-old Mitch Bratt on the hill, a top 30 prospect. And the man at the plate is the youngest player in Rough Riders franchise history, 18-year-old Sebastian Walcott. Ortiz runs, dashing for third. There's a bouncing ball to Valdez at third. A fair ball, and it's in and out of Valdez's mitt. And now Walcott trying to stretch it into second, and he'll get there diving in without a throw. We'll see how they score. It wasn't an easy play for the third baseman, Valdez. And they do go with a base hit, so Sebastian Walcott has himself his first multi-hit night as a Frisco Rough Rider. That one went right over the top of the bag. And Valdez, who was crashing to cover third, had to change up his route and go right after the baseball. Made a valiant effort, but just couldn't quite get the leather fully on it.
I wonder how much that had to do with him missing the ball, too, is trying to make sure to get a foot on the bag at third and get Abby with the tag.
Second and third for Aaron Zavala, and he goes after the first pitch, bounces it foul up the first baseline. A very rare sight, Ortiz trying to swipe a bag, not only just steal a base, but third base. He did have a right-handed hitter and Walcott at the dish to protect him a bit. But he got a good jump. Second and third, nobody out for the Riders' left fielder. Zavala awaits the 0-1, taking a called strike with a breaking ball.
And maybe even more rare, you have a double that the third baseman is picking up near the inside cutout of the dugout on the left side. You don't see that very often.
No, you do not. Back-to-back doubles open the inning. And Zavala chops one foul off his front foot.
Or how about a double with a runner at second base and he doesn't score? Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
That is very rare. And Ortiz isn't all that fleet of foot, but most guys are going to score on a double. So if you're not actually listening to the game, if you're just following along on your phone, that is certainly a weird play. Sebastian Walcott doubles on a ground ball to third baseman Jesus Valdez. Another 0-2 to Z, and that one flied in the air out towards left center field. Left fielder Castillo camped under it. Ortiz going to tag, as does Walcott. Throw goes to third, and Walcott's in there. A sacrifice fly for Aaron Zavala, and the Rough Riders have scored in each of the first three innings and still threatening with a runner at third and just one out. Productive at-bat from Aaron Zavala. He goes behind, nothing in two. And with two strikes, delivers a sacrifice fly to push the Riders' lead to 5-2.
What we talked about yesterday, the importance of limiting 90 feet on defense, well, getting the extra 90 feet is huge on offense, and the Rough Riders doing a great job here in this inning.
That they are. Walcott over at third base for Luis Mieses, who singled to lead off the second inning and came around to score. Elvis kicks and fires. First pitch swinging is Mieses. And it comes up empty on a first pitch elevated fastball. Mieses has been in a bit of a lull at the dish. Maybe that single gets things started for him. He was hot when he first got called up. Has cooled off a bit. Pitch home, and he's way out in front of a breaking ball. Falls behind, nothing in two. Mieses hitting .263 with the Rough Riders tonight, playing in game 31. He was 0 for 4 last night with a pair of strikeouts. Behind, nothing in two. Elvis kicks and fires, and that one rides upstairs. A ball and two strikes. Mieses, for quite some time, was hovering around a .300 average, but with this recent cold stretch has dipped down to .263. 1-2 on its way, and that one taken outside. Even at two balls and two strikes now. Walcott standing 90 feet away. The Riders trying to put up at least two for the third consecutive inning against the right-hander. Elvis comes set. From the stretch, he rocks and fires and just missed with a fastball at 92. The count runs full. Infield is in for Amarillo. 5-2 the score, with Mieses hitting with one out. And Walcott 90 feet away. The pitch fouled back to the screen. Still three balls and two strikes. Elvis back to work. Another payoff offering to Mieses, and again he spoils it, pops it back out of play. Mieses has seen seven pitches, getting ready to see number eight. Gabriel Rodriguez, who delivered an RBI double in his first trip against the right-hander, stands on deck. Another 3-2, and Mieses watches upstairs, ball four. Three of the first four batters have reached in the inning for the Rough Riders. And they have runners at the corners with just one away. That one out, a sacrifice fly by Aaron Zavala.
That's a great plate appearance, too. He was down 0-2, looked really bad on the first two swings, and able to foul off a couple pitches and eventually find his way back and earn a walk. That's a guy who's probably not swinging it very well right now, as you mentioned. He's in a little bit of a slump. But if you can have an at-bat like that, a plate appearance like that, and find your way aboard, that's really going to help the team out. And when you're trying to score runs and trying to get ready for the playoffs, as we keep on mentioning, having at-bats like that and plate appearances like that, that's really going to help in the postseason.
No doubt about it, especially when you look ahead to this next series as we have a mound visit now. looking ahead to Midland, that's a team that does really everything well. They win some very lopsided ball games. Their pitching staff has been solid. Their offense, one of the best in the Texas League. So being able to get the starters out of the game, just long at-bats, will pay dividends for the Rough Riders come postseason time.
Being able to score any run any way you can in that series is going to be
exactly
really important,
right,
especially with how the Rough Riders have been pitching recently. I mean, you can kind of discount this series because of this environment. No matter how the Rough Riders pitchers do, I still think they're going to have an advantage going into that series, especially in the bullpen. But being able to scratch across any runs, even if you have to do it ugly, that's going to be important.
No doubt about it. First and third for Caber Rodriguez, who doubled in Luis Mieses in his first trip. Now stands in from the right side. And the first pitch is popped up right side in foul territory. The first baseman Melendez looking up at it. A basket-style catch, and he watches it drop to the turf. Well, new life for Caber Rodriguez. Not an easy play by any means for the first baseman Melendez. He started immediately into foul ground off to his left and then had to go running straight back, looking over his head, back over the shoulder, trying to make an over-the-shoulder grab.
I think if he catches that, Walcott was going to tag and try to come home.
I think you're right. Walcott runs pretty well.
That would have been electric.
That it would have. It might be a bit of a saving grace for Elvis on the hill. Pitch home. There's a pop-up left side in foul territory. And no doubt that that one will find the seats. Oh, again, a two-strike count for a Rough Riders hitter, but they've done well against the righty. Joe Elvis behind in the count. Aaron Zavala in a two-strike count, an 0-2 count to be exact, delivered that sacrifice fly. The Aces at first after the walk. Sebastian Walcott, who doubled, stands at third base. And the pitch home. Popped up right side and foul ground again, almost the same location. Melendez looking up at it, and that time he's able to make the grab, not deep enough to get Walcott down from third. A bluffed attack. That one just a bit more shallow. It allowed the first baseman, Ivan Melendez, to get his feet set underneath him rather than moving away from the play. So a foul out. Caber Rodriguez brings up Tucker Mitchell. Well, the runners at the corners and now two gone. Elvis set at the chin. He kicks and fires, and Mitchell hits a rocket up the middle, in and out of Groover's mitt, but he's able to knock it down and fire onto first in time to retire the side. So for the first time tonight, the Rough Riders are held to just one run. It's one run coming on two hits, no errors, and they leave two left aboard the base paths. We go to the bottom of the third. Amarillo coming up trailing 5-2 to the Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Mitch Brad is back on the hill for the home half of the third inning with the Riders out in front of the Sod Poodles 5-2. Brad gave up two solo homers in the home half of the second inning. And he gets to the top of the order at Jesus Valdez. His first offering called a strike. Those two home runs against Brad were no doubt shots. 428 for Ivan Melendez. As Brad kicks and fires and skips it in. Ball one. Even at a ball and a strike. 428 on the homer for Ivan Melendez. Christian Robinson had to one up him 477 over the scoreboard. We watched it bounce in the parking lot and roll quite a ways across the street. 1-1 offering runs outside, and it's a 2-1 advantage for the Amarillo third baseman. Brad working from the windup. He rocks and fires. 2-1 offering. Line drive into center field. And it'll dunk in on a one-hop in front of Alejandro Osuna. And Valdez is his second hit of the series. His first here tonight. He has a hit in each of the two games he's played in his set now. And the leadoff man aboard for the second consecutive inning against Mitch Brad. Technically, the leadoff man reaching as Melendez homered the leadoff the second. As Nafe Castillo watches a called strike. No balls in a strike on the right-handed hitting left fielder. With Valdez standing at first base. Brad from the stretch, he kicks and fires. And that one just slips beneath the zone. Even at a ball and a strike. Castillo went 1-for-3 last night. Struck out once. 1-1. Hit hard off the mound, and Caber Rodriguez snares it. Underhand flip to Max Acosta, over to Ortiz, and it's a double play with an assist from Mitch Brad on the hill. It hit off the top of the back of the mound. And skipped high up towards Caber Rodriguez's face. He was able to snare it and turn the double play. Second double play in two innings. And the first on the ground. The Rough Riders turned three ground ball double plays last night. Just like that, there's two gone for Gino Groover. And he watches a first pitch strike. .463 double play. And that one hit hard up the middle, and that'll sneak into center field. A base hit. Second hit of the frame against Mitch Brad. But just one aboard with two gone. Caleb Roberts, who fouled out to third, his first time up against Brad. Dig in now. The overall numbers for Roberts a bit down this season, but he set some career highs. He's 19 homers, 64 RBI. And he rockets one towards Ortiz, who dives to snare it. He'll take it to the first base pillow. Ortiz is putting on a show at first base tonight. He takes it himself, and he retires the side. No runs on a pair of hits. No errors, and one left aboard the base paths against Mitch Brad in the home half of the third. It remains a 5-2 Rough Riders lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Alejandro Osuna leads off the Rough Riders half of the fourth inning. Riders have scored in each inning to this point against the right-hander Joe Elbis. Two in the first, two in the second, and then one in the third. Osuna is 0 for 1, and he hits one out towards shortstop. Cintron has it, collects and fires in front of Osuna to pick up out number one. It comes on the first pitch of the frame. And Osuna down for the second time tonight. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a walk. Max Acosta steps in. What a tear it's been for him. Missed a little bit of time with a very light injury. Now back in the lineup last night. Went 3 for 4 with a homer and two RBI. Lifting the Rough Riders past the Sod Poodles to even the series. He's reached in both trips tonight with a walk and an RBI single. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Awaits the initial offering. Elvis rocks and fires. Taking a called strike with a fastball, 91 miles an hour. Elvis peers in, ahead 0-1, man the pitch. Chopper up the middle, the second baseman Groover ranges into the hole. On a backhand, fires on to first, two up, two down. There are ground outs for the middle infielders. There are two gone. Elvis not only looking for his first 1-2-3 inning, but in search of his first scoreless frame. He peers in, goes to work against Josh Hatcher, and the first pitch rides upstairs. Ball and no strikes on Hatch. Hatch is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts today. Now 2-for-10 in the series. Does have a double. And the pitch. That one rocketed out towards left field. Back goes Castillo. He's watching, and it is gone! Josh Hatcher keeps the streak alive. The Rough Riders have scored in every inning against the righty. Home run number 11 for Josh Hatcher, and the Riders have extended their lead. It's 6-2 Frisco. A line shot off the bat of Josh Hatcher. He goes the opposite way. And the Riders have homered in each of the three games in this series. Here's another man at the dish that can do some damage in Abimelech Ortiz. And he shoots the first pitch foul back out of play. Nothing in one. Right-hander rocks and fires. Breaking ball. Just misses outside to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Ortiz tonight is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a double. Now 2-for-6 in the series. He got last night off. And the 1-1 misses well upstairs. Two balls and a strike to Ortiz. Has raised his average quite a bit. There was a time where we were talking about Ortiz with an OPS in the 500s. He's above 700 now as he cuts through an off-speed pitch down and away. The count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander kicks and fires and skips it in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz has been patient at the plate, has not been afraid to take a walk. As we saw during his struggles, was chasing a bit. And he does take a walk here. A fastball missed inside. And Ortiz works a 2-out walk. And Sebastian Walcott will step in. Walcott has a pair of hits tonight, including his second double. Rough Rider in three games. 2-for-2 with a pair of RBIs. And he rockets the first pitch down the left field line. It'll one hop off the wall. Ortiz rounding at third. Walcott will pull into second base, standing up. He is 3-for-3 with two doubles. Sebastian Walcott showing why he's the top-ranked prospect in the Rangers organization, unleashed on a pitch, in on his hands and rocketed out off the wall in left field, and the Riders are threatening again. Second and third with two gone. Aaron Zavala is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly. Looks to add to the Rough Riders 6-2 lead. Ortiz over at third, Walcott behind him at second after the double. Elvis rocks and fires, and Z takes downstairs for ball one. Zavala, a .223 hitter on the year. With that sacrifice fly, picked up RBI number 48 of the season. His 90th hit of the year could net two more runs for Frisco. Pitch rides upstairs. It's two balls and no strikes. Ball, left-handed hitting left fielder tonight. He enjoyed an off day yesterday. Now back in this lineup and hitting sixth as we've seen much of the year. Elvis 2-0 offering. Just misses at the top of the zone. And Zavala in control. Three balls and no strikes. First base is open with Luis Miesis standing on deck. Rio pitch on the way. And Zavala takes outside a four-pitch walk, and the sacks are full. Zavala trots down to first base. First time he's reached tonight, and Luis Miesis will stand in. We'll see if it's still against Joe Elbis as we get a mound visit here. The bases loaded. The Riders leading 6-2. And that's going to be it for Joe Elbis. A tough outing for him, and the line not closed yet. The Rough Riders scored in each of the four innings against him. He leaves with the bases loaded and two away for Luis Miesis. We'll introduce the new arm when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Gerardo Gutierrez, the right-hander, comes on out of the bullpen. Joe Elbis is done. His shortest outing by a full inning here at the AA level. His previous shortest outing was 4 2/3. He exits after 3 2/3 tonight. And he gives up 8 hits, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts, and sits at 6 runs. But he's responsible for the bases loaded, and the first pitch to Luis Miesis is shot back to the screen on a check swing. Miesis has singled tonight and came around to score a run in that second inning. He's also walked. Behind 0-1, Gutierrez, familiar face for the Rough Riders offense. Crash play at second base. And Gutierrez picks back there. Walcott paying attention, able to dive back in safely. The shortstop, Saint Trone, went crashing behind and then right on cue. Gutierrez picked over to second. High leg kick, the 0-1, and Macy's hits a bouncer back to the hill. Gutierrez gloves it and flips underhand to get them out of the jam. So the line does go final on Joe Albis. He gives up 6 earned runs across his 3 2/3. The Riders add another run. It comes on Josh Hatcher's 11th homer of the year. They pick up 2 hits in the frame, but they leave the bases loaded. We go to the home half of the fourth inning. Amarillo coming up trailing 6-2 to Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ivan Melendez leads off the last of the fourth inning. Rough Riders out in front of the Sod Poodles 6-2. Mitch Bratt goes back to work, and the first offering to Melendez just drifts outside of the right-handed hitting first baseman. Melendez delivered his second homer of the series and his first trip up against the lefty. A 428-foot shot. And the 1-0 offering. Wave and a miss on a pitch downstairs. Even at a ball and a strike. Melendez has been a pain in the Rough Riders' side this year. Pitch home, and that one popped back out of play. And it's a 1-2 advantage for the number 18 prospect, Mitch Bratt. Melendez across, this is 21st game, hitting well over 300, right about 340 now after the home run. Left-hander kicks and fires, and that one shot our way down the right field line. Foul ball. Has over that span 8 homers, 16 RBI. This is 21st game against Frisco. Wave and a miss. He's down on strikes. Mitch Bratt got him. First strikeout for Bratt. Comes here to lead off the fourth inning. A rare sight. Bratt, a pretty high strikeout guy. Across 104 and a third innings pitched coming into tonight. Overall, across both levels that he's appeared at 114 Ks, as he delivers a first pitch fastball for a strike to Christian Serta. Serta walked in his lone trip to this point against the lefty. Bratt rocks and fires the pitch. Drifts outside. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders leading 6-2. They've out-hit Amarillo 8-4. And the pitch just missed outside. Tucker Mitchell held it there for a moment, hoping he could get the call. Christian Serna, the catcher on the other side, understands what Mitchell was trying to do. But it didn't work. 2-1. Downstairs, it's a 3-1 advantage for the Amarillo backstop. Brad back into his windup. The pitch. Called a strike over the heart of the plate. On time with the slider. And the count runs full. Base is empty. And one away. Gavin Conticello stands on deck. And Brad's payoff offering. Called strike three. Got him looking. After no strikeouts through the first three innings, it's back-to-back strikeouts for Mitch Brad here in the fourth. Gavin Conticello playing in just his third double-A game. Digs in now. He's two for his first eight here for the Sun Poodles. He lined into a double play in his last at-bat. Watches a called strike on the outer edge. A fastball from the left-hander. Conticello has struck out three times in this series. He's also worked a walk. Lefty kicks and fires, and another check swing, but he didn't offer. Ball on a strike. On the center fielder. Brad peers in over his tan glove. Now back to work, his 1-1 offering. Called a strike at the knees, right on the outside corner. And he hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Rough Riders infield, playing the left-handed hitting center fielder to pull. Sebastian Walcott, the third baseman, essentially playing the true shortstop position at the moment. A big hole down that third base line. And the offering runs downstairs. We're even at two balls and two strikes. Conticello, his last time up, lined into that double play. Ortiz snared it out of the air on a well-hit ball and then was able to backpedal to the first base bag to pick up two outs. There's a hard-hit ball on a line right at Caber Rodriguez. And it's two lineouts tonight. Where the Amarillo center fielder, Mitch Brat, turns in his first 1-2-3 frame. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. He picked up his first two strikeouts in the frame. We go to the top of the fifth. It's Zach Bigley back on the mic when we come back for that fifth inning. It's 6-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We make our way to the top of the fifth inning on this gorgeous Thursday evening in downtown Amarillo. Caber Rodriguez, Tucker Mitchell, Alejandro Osuna to swing the sticks for the Riders. First pitch, that's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes to the Rough Riders second baseman. Gerardo Gutierrez back out there for his first clean inning. got Luis Meneses to bounce back right to him with the bases loaded and two down in the fourth to get out of the jam. So Joe Elbis's day is officially done in his line. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. The second baseman, Groover's got it. He turns and throws on to first in time. One away. Tucker Mitchell takes his turn now. 6-2, Rough Riders lead it, top of the fifth. Elbis's final line for the Soddies tonight. 3 2/3, six runs, all earned on 8 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 5. Mitchell calls time and steps out. Rough Riders catcher in the ninth spot today has been bitten by the bad luck bug, hitting the ball hard twice, but a couple ground outs for him. First pitch. Breaking ball sits away, and it's 1-0. Riders have scored 2 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. 1-0. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Mitchell, along with Abimelech Ortiz, the winners of the home run derby that the Rough Riders had during batting practice yesterday. He has a lot of power, still in search of that first double-A homer as this pitch is outside. And it's 2-1. Seems like it's a question of when it's going to happen in these last few games. He's going to get a few opportunities with Cooper Johnson more than likely being the primary catcher in the playoffs. The pitch is down in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. The other question is, when is the first multi-homer game for the Rough Riders going to be, with one home run in each of the first 3 games of the series so far? 3-1. Catches the upper part of the zone, a strike with a fastball, and it's 3-2 now on Mitchell. Rough Riders have been a bit of a home run hitting team lately. 3-2. Mitchell pops it skyward. On the middle of the infield, the shortstop Cintron coming in, and he's under it to put it away. 2 down, top of the card, Osuna steps in now. 6-2, Rough Riders out in front of the Saudis. Osuna 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored today. The Riders are second in the Texas League in home runs over their last 23 games, hitting 26 homers. 3-2. First pitch is outside. It's 1-0. So the Rough Riders have been able to do a good job of hitting homers at a pretty good rate. They had just 3 homers off last week, though. Pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Osuna hit 2 of those homers last week. He now has 7 with the Rough Riders and 16 overall this season. That's 5th most in the Rangers organization. The pitch is flared down the left field line. And out into left field, Cintron, the shortstop, back, and he makes the catch for the final out of the 5th inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Gutierrez. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Mitch Brandt back out for the Riders. Frisco leading 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles doing battle for the third time this week in the final series of the regular season. We'll start our trivia here in the bottom half of the fifth. There's the windback by Mitch Brad in the first pitch to Christian Robinson. That's at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Christian Robinson went deep against Mitch Brad back in the second, and that's what our trivia involves, is Christian Robinson homers. No, I'm just kidding. The pitch is on the outside corner of strike 0-2. It's home runs, but not from Christian Robinson. Luke, for our trivia tonight, I want you to tell me the top 10 players in most home runs between 1970 and 1989, a two-decade span in the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, boy.
There's the windback from Brett and the 0-2. Low and outside, 1-2. Your top has 548, and you have two players tied for 10th at 348.
Reggie Jackson making.
Reggie Jackson is second.
Second.
That pitch is low and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Robinson. Looking for the most home runs between 1970 and 1989 in Major League history for our trivia tonight.
Johnny Bench.
Not Johnny Bench. Brad back into his wind. 2-2. Just below the zone, barely missed. Good miss, and it's 3-2.
Bobby Bonds.
Not Bobby Bonds. Three and two. Brad peels and deals. There's a line shot deep into left field, and it is off the wall. My goodness, what a shot. Robinson rounding to second. Zavala fires in, not in time. It's a double for Christian Robinson that nearly knocked the wall down and left. And that brings Giancarlo Cintron to the plate. Second hit for Robinson. He's homered and doubled against Brad.
I don't think he's going to quite make the cut for Willie McCovey.
No Willie McCovey.
He finished playing, I think, in the 70s. I think he played in the 80s. I don't know.
I can tell you.
I could also be way off on that as well.
McCovey retired in 1980.
Okay, so played up to 80, but not past.
Hitch home. Cintron takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1, and he only had 208 home runs in the decade of the 70s.
So bad guess, bad guess. How about Mike Schmidt?
He's number one. 548. Hitch home. There's a ground ball up the middle. Third baseman Acosta's got it. Goes to third. Tag in time. Robinson, a poor base running decision to go to third on a ball hit in front of him. And he's out at third. A one away on the fielder's choice that goes 6-5. Cintron at first. And Jesus Valdez stands in at the top of the order for Amarillo. It's 6-2 Rough Riders here in the fifth. For trivia, we're looking for most home runs by a player from 1970 through 1989. Luke has the top two, and Mike Schmidt and Reggie Jackson. Brad readies and throws home. Breaking ball on top of the zone for a strike, 0-1.
But Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman's number three.
Three.
You have the top three. Here's the stretch. 0-1. There's a ground ball back up the middle. The shortstop Acosta's got it. He tries to touch second. He misses the bag and throws to first and gets the out. So not a double play. as he and Rodriguez had a bit of miscommunication as to who was going to go to the bag and who was going to field the baseball. Cintron down to second base safely. It's just a ground out 6-3. And there are two outs for Nafy Castillo here in the bottom of the fifth.
Stargell make the list?
Willie Stargell? No.
No.
This pitch on the outside corner is strike. It's 0-1. Brad readies, he deals. That's up and away. One ball and one strike. Brad from the stretch. 1-1. There's a breaking ball. Ground ball to third. Takes a wicked hop up on Walcott and out into left field. Base hit. Here comes the throw home. It's up the line. And Cintron comes in to score. That was just about the worst hop you'll ever see. It hit the lip of the grass and just springboarded up on Walcott. Nearly hit him in the face. And it went out into left. So Nafy Castillo with an RBI single. And Gino Groover stands in now. Goodness, that was almost identical to the play last year in the final series of the season here in Amarillo when Cody Freeman, in his first career double-A game, took a ground ball off the face when it hit the lip and came up on him. And that time, luckily, it didn't hit him in the face. First pitch is a swing and a miss to Groover, and it's 0-1. So it's now 6-3, Riders lead it, bottom of the fifth. Looking for most home runs by a player between 1970 and 1989 for our trivia today. Offering home. There's a ground ball. Easier play this time to third. Walcott's got it. Throws onto first and gets him inning over. A one run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're to the top of the sixth inning. We'll continue trivia when we come back. It's 6-3 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The top of the sixth inning. Excuse me. It is the top of the sixth inning. I don't know what I'm looking at. 6-3 Rough Riders trying to add on. Max Acosta to the plate. 1-2. With an RBI single today. First pitch home. That's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. New man on the hill. It's Connor Gramis who takes over for Gerardo Gutierrez. Grimace ready from the stretch, and he delivers home the 1-0 to Acosta. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. All right, we continue our trivia looking for the top home run hitters from 1970 to 1989. Luke has gotten 1, 2, and 3. Mike Schmidt, Reggie Jackson, Dave Kingman. There's the stretch from the right-hander and the 1-1 pitch on the way. There's a fly ball hammered out to left center field, sending Contesello back. He's near the warning track and there to make the catch. One away. Acosta got a good piece of it, but hit it to one of the biggest parts of the ballpark, and there's one away. Josh Hatcher stands in. He homered his last time up in the fourth. 1-for-3. Luke's contemplating life.
I am. I don't know who came up with this trivia question. Yes, I do. I do know who came up with this trivia question.
First pitch is popped up down the left side, and it's out of play. It's 0-1. That would be my dad.
I get it. Sick and tired of the 2000s.
Yeah. I got to call him out. He's texting me his guesses. He's gotten one right. Come on, Dad. Figure it out. 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike.
I think I might have one.
All right, hit me.
Dwight Evans.
Dwight Evans, 361. That is correct. He is seventh on the list. One ball, one strike pitch to Hatcher. Outside. Two balls, one strike. 361 homers for Dwight Evans in the 70s and 80s. He's not the only Evans on this list. Grimace, the 2-1. Hatcher spoils it, foul back behind home, 2-2.
Another Evans.
You want me to tell you the other Evans?
Sure.
This is Darryl Evans.
Oh, okay. I know the name. Would not have probably guessed it. But.
Offering into Hatcher is outside. Three balls, two strikes. He slots in at the fourth spot.
Oh, wow.
414 homers.
How about Jim Rice?
Jim Rice. He's number five. Good guess. 3-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. Hatcher down on strikes. Two outs here in the sixth inning for Bimelec Ortiz. We're missing four spots, five names. Pitch home to Abby. Takes to the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-1. Grimace readies. He flicks it home. There's a weak wave and a miss, and it's 0-2. The player at 6 is most known probably for his time with the Yankees in the early 70s into 80s. Won two championships with them.
Hall of Famer?
Hall of Very Good. Borderline Hall of Famer, but not actually in the Hall of Fame. 0-2. That's off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Grimace sets. 1-2. And watches away. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Bases clear in the sixth. 6-3 Riders. Let me tell you this one.
Sure.
This is Craig Nettles. Craig Nettles.
Oh, wow.
378 home runs. The eighth spot, you have a Hall of Famer. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. So Ortiz strikes out. It's two Ks for Grimace, and it's seven straight retired by this bullpen for Amarillo. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders still lead at 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, that's the voice of the guy who's going to make his big league debut here in about half an hour, Kamar Rocker.
Exciting stuff. Excited to be able to watch part of that.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Caleb Roberts against Mitch Brett. Roberts, left-handed batter. Here's the southpaw's throw, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. We continue our trivia, looking for most home runs by a player from 1970 to 1989. Luke?
Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk is not on the list.
All right, how many am I missing still?
You are missing four names, three spots. There are two tied for 10th.
Okay.
0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. The eighth player on this list is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Known for being very tall. Oh, 2. Down and away. One ball, two strikes. Multi-sport athlete.
Is Dave Winfield my test?
Dave Winfield. Yep, there he is. 357. Career homers. This next one at number 9, a two-time MVP, but not a Hall of Famer. 1-2, swing and a miss. He elevated the fastball. Strike 3. Third strikeout for Brett. One away here in the sixth. 6-3 Riders. Ivan Melendez, who homered back in the second, stands in now. For the Braves, two-time MVP.
Oh.
Pitch outside 1-0.
Murphy.
Yep.
Dale Murphy.
Dale
right?
Murphy. Yeah, yep. And then you have two players tied for 10. You have a big part of the big red machine and a Hall of Fame switch hitter. The pitch is a high towering fly ball into shallow right field. The AC's charging in. He calls off the second baseman Rodriguez and makes the catch. Two away. Power hitting, I believe, former MVP as part of the Red Machine. Yep, won an MVP. The pitch. That's fouled away by Serda, and it's 0-1. Two out, bases clear in the sixth. 1977 MVP with the Cincinnati Reds. Twice led the league in homers. 18-year career. Offering home. There's a ground ball, fair down the third base line, rolling into the bullpen, and it kicks up underneath the bullpen and out of play. It's a grounds rule double. Yeah. Serta is into second base. Two out double.
I don't know who. What do we got here?
George Foster. Okay. And then the switch hitting Hall of Famer. Want to guess that, or you want me to tell you?
What team?
A few different teams, mostly known for the Orioles. First pitch is a fly ball hammered out to right center field. Long run, Osuna still going, and it hits off the ball on one hop. Serna around to score. Conticello racing to third. The throw not in time. RBI triple. It's a two-run game. A double and a triple back-to-back. All with two outs. And it's the fourth run against Brad in this game. Christian Robinson stands in now, who has homered and doubled against him. And here comes John Goble to have a chat.
I got nothing. Who is it?
Eddie Murray.
Oh, I should have got Eddie Murray. I think that's the one I'm most mad about. I should have thought of Eddie Murray.
All right. So as Goble comes out and chats with Brad, recap that list for you. Most home runs from 1970 to 1989. Mike Schmidt, Reggie Jackson, Dave Kingman, Darrell Evans, Jim Rice, Greg Nettles, Dwight Evans, Dave Winfield, Dale Murphy, George Foster, and Eddie Murray. You want to guess how many my dad got right?
Three.
One.
Just the one?
One. Come on, Dad.
He got the top dog, right?
Yep. Visit over. Runner at third. Robinson, the tying run at the plate of the pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike. Fastball at the knees. It's 0-1. Actually, that was the cutter. Robinson, his home run to left field went 477 feet over the video board in left center field. And then he doubled to the left. 0-1. Outside, missing with the cutter again. And it's one ball and one strike. Ryan Lovis is warming out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. One one. Check swing. He didn't go on a pitch away. And it's two balls and one strike. Big batter here in this game, especially lefty-righty. Brad on 81 pitches. Can no longer throw a quality start here as he's allowed four runs. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball hit to third. Walcott's got it. Head high. Slings it onto first. Low! And Ortiz can't pick it out. It bounces off the sidewall. Conticello scores from third. It's now 6-5. Rough Riders lead it. And it's the 30th error of the season for the young Walcott. The 18-year-old still has some work to do defensively. His throwing error allows a run to score, and now here's the right-handed batting Cintron. Here's the stretch from Brad. And a pick over to first, not in time. Tough ball for Ortiz to pick. It was a short hop, but it was a little far out in front of him, so it was almost kind of a short in-between hop. And it just went off the heel of his glove and bounced high up in the air. So 6-5, Riders out in front still. Brat pitches home. There's a ground ball again to third. Walcott comes up, picks, throws onto second, and gets the out there, and the inning is over. But two runs do come across to score, just one of them earned. It comes on two hits, an error, and one runner left on base. We're into the top of the seventh. It's a close game. It's 6-5. Luke on the mic next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor.
With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting half of the seventh inning, Rough Riders have seen their lead dwindle. At one point, they led 4-0, then 4-2. They pushed it back to 6-2. As it stands right now, 6-5. And they go to work against a new man on the hill. It's the right-hander, Taylor Rashi, who emerges from the pen, and his first pitch to Sebastian Walcott induces a wave and a miss. Walcott tonight, 3-for-3. He's scored once, he's driven in two, he has two doubles tonight. And a pitch misses downstairs, he evens things at 1-1. So he entered this game 1-for-7. He's now 4-for-10 and hitting an even 400 at the double A level. Watches a breaking ball called a strike and falls behind 1-2. Gerardo Gutierrez came on in relief of Joe Elvis. He went an inning and a third of clean baseball. Before Connor Gramis came in, picked up two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Now Rashi, 1-2. Check swing, they appeal down. First base umpire Ben Engstrand, the crew chief, says he did not go. 2-2. Rashi rocks and fires. The righty's pitch is sent back to the screen. It just caught a piece of Serta's mitt on its way back there. Serta frustrated. He couldn't hold on, but not an easy play to make. Walcott. 2-2. Popped up back behind the plate. Serta looking up at it. And he will make the play up against the screen. So the first time tonight, Sebastian Walcott is retired. Goes on a foul out to the catcher, Christian Serta, and he makes up for what he felt like should have been a ball he hung on for strike three on that foul ball. Not a play that's super easy to make for a catcher. He redeems himself, though, in his own eyes. One gone for Aaron Zavala, and he takes a massive rip at a first pitch fastball and comes up empty. 91 on the radar gun. Rough Riders have been sat down 8 consecutive batters as there's a foul ball towards the Rough Riders bullpen where Ryan Lobis, one of the newer faces for Frisco, begins to warm up. It's nothing in 2 on Aaron Zavala, who's in search of his first hit of the series. Pitch home, and Z takes upstairs for ball 1. Zavala is now 0-for-4 now with a fly out. Tonight, a sack fly and a walk. And he chases an elevated fastball at 92 miles an hour, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout for Taylor Rashi. 3 of the last 4 Rough Riders have struck out, though. First 2 came against Connor Gramis. Now Luis Mieses will try to get something cooking for Frisco here in the top of the 7th inning. Still a one-run game after 3 unanswered runs in the 5th and 6th. By Amarillo as Mieses takes down and away for ball 1. Mieses is 1-for-2 with a run scored and a walk tonight. His lone out Game on a 1-3 ground out with the bases loaded. He rockets one into center field, hanging up for Contasello, who dives, and he can't hold on. Miesi's around first, headed into second base, and he's got himself a double. A really impressive effort from Contasello, diving into the left center field alleyway. He got some leather on it, but it popped in and out and then rolled away from him and allowed Miesi's to move up to second base. Contasello did do a good job of making sure it didn't get past him. He was able to kind of trap it, then it escaped him at the last moment. As that roll into the alleyway, it likely goes to the wall, and Miesi's is thinking three, not two. Here's Gabriel Rodriguez, who's doubled already tonight. He's one for three. Also scored a run. First pitch, that one belted down the left field line, hooking, and it's a fair ball off the base of the wall. Gabriel Rodriguez has himself his second double, this one with an RBI attached. The Riders back out in front, 7-5. Back-to-back, two-out doubles for Frisco. And they give themselves some cushion here in the top of the seventh. Second RBI double for Gaber. Both times he's driven in Luis Miesi's. The first two sat down by Taylor Rashi, but back-to-back doubles. And now Tucker Mitchell steps in. Mitchell, the right-handed hitting catcher, is 0 for 3 tonight. Takes a called strike at the knees with a fastball. Well, we haven't seen Mitchell hit one out yet. The Riders yesterday, prior to the game, had themselves a home run derby where he was crowned half champion. As he shoots one back out of play, a foul ball, nothing and two. Him and Abimelech Ortiz, it was a team home run derby with a point system. Pull side homer for a hitter is 1 point. Straightaway center field, 3 points. An opposite field shot, 5 points. Mitchell was on the winning team. And he tied with Abby Ortiz with 5 home runs as he shoots one foul down the right field line. Hit it well, but couldn't keep it in play. Tucker Mitchell and Abimelech Ortiz came together, discussed if they wanted to do a swing-off to decide who the true champion was. And they came to the agreement, we'll share the title. Pitch home, and a fastball at 93 just misses. Ball and two strikes on Tucker Mitchell. Walk-on and Zavala became the first two outs, but back-to-back doubles by Miesi's and Rodriguez added the Rough Riders lead, 7-5. 1-2 on its way from Rashi, and it's downstairs. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander set at the chest. Rodriguez leads at second. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Took Mitchell down to an E. And Rashi finishes off the seventh inning with his second strikeout of the frame. But the Rough Riders get back-to-back two-out doubles. Pick up a run. It's a run on two hits. No errors, and they leave one stranded. We go to the home half of the seventh inning. It's Frisco 7, Amarillo 5. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Mitch Pratt is done. He goes six innings, allowing four earned runs, five total runs on eight hits. Two of those eight hits went over the wall. Two home runs allowed, two walks and three strikeouts for the number 18 prospect. He gives way to the right-hander, Ryan Lobis. And Lobis' first pitch runs inside. Jesus Valdez. Ball and no strikes. First look at Lobis for the Sod Poodles as again the righty misses inside to the third baseman. Lobis has been excellent early in his Double-A career. He rocks and fires, and there's a called strike at the knees. 24-year-old, originally from Marietta, Georgia. Played his college baseball at Mercer. He started this season with Down East, and he was great there. Went 3-0 with a 1.53 ERA. As he kicks the 2-1, gets a wave and a miss, and he's even at two balls and two strikes. Moved up to Hickory, where he spent the majority of the year. He made 10 starts, 17 total appearances with the Crawdads, going 4-5 with a 3.31 ERA. And tonight his third appearance with Double-A Frisco. There's a line drive out towards left field. Gonna get down and clank off the base of the wall. Zavala had trouble picking it up in left, but it didn't matter. Valdez was headed for second regardless. A leadoff double. Jesus Valdez. And how big does that run become for the Riders in the bottom, or rather at the top of the frame? Lobis, in each of his first two starts, has recorded a save for the Rough Riders. One of those being a 6-out save in his Double-A debut. He's gone a total of three innings. That was his fourth hit allowed as the Riders appeal over to first to check if Valdez hit first base. They say he did. Right-hander peers in. Going to work against Castillo. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He squares to bunt. Lays it down firmly in foul ground on that third baseline. Lobis attacks with a four-seam, two-seam slider, and splitter. Didn't have the best senior season at Mercer, and he'd be the first to tell you that. And when he got an opportunity to sign with the Rangers, he said it was a no-brainer. No one pops in and out of Tucker Mitchell's mitt. Now we're even at a ball and a strike. Right-hander rocks and fires and misses down and away. Two balls and a strike on the left fielder Castillo. Pitch home. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. Rodriguez has it on the shortstop side of things, and the second baseman fires across his body in time to pick up the out. Valdez does move over to third on the play, but what a defensive effort from Caber Rodriguez to pick up an out. He went to the shortstop side of things to backhand it and fire across his body to pick up the 4-3 ground out, and there's one away. The runner at third base in Valdez for Gino Groover. first offering to Groover runs outside. Lobis set at the chest. Ready to high leg kick, and the 1-0 is hit high in the air, deep to left field. Zavala back at the track, and it is gone. A two-run game-tying home run for Gino Groover, his third as an Amarillo Sod Poodle. The first runs allowed by Ryan Lobis, and it's a brand new ball game from Hodgetown. 7-all. It bounced off the top of the wall and carried over. And Gino Groover has tied the game. Mitch Bratt will earn a no decision regardless of the outcome. Left with a lead. Caleb Roberts sends the first pitch back to the screen. Roberts led off the sixth inning with a strikeout. But two runs were able to score in that sixth as Roberts shoots one foul off the top of the inning above that third base dugout. And the Sod Poodles call home. Lobis peers in, ready to go back to work. Base is empty and a tied 7-7 game. Both teams 10 hits here on the evening. Right-hander kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Got him to chase one below the belt. And Caleb Roberts is down swinging for the second time in his last two trips. And there's two gone for Ryan Lobis. And here is Ivan Melendez. He has homered twice in the series, once tonight. He has not been cheated. We talk about this ballpark being small dimensions-wise. His two home runs in the series, 440 and 428. First pitch, wave and a miss. Melendez 1-for-3 with that home run. Since the leadoff homer in the second, he has struck out and flown out to right. And he chased again, down and away. He's behind, nothing and two. Lobis has the right idea. Melendez, a tremendous power threat. 22 home runs this year. That's good for the Texas League lead. Passing Tim Tawa, his former teammate that was just promoted to AAA. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Got him to chase again. Three consecutive pitches outside the zone. Melendez chases each of them, and it's a three-pitch strikeout for Ryan Lobis. But a pair of extra base hits, including the two-run shot by Gino Groover, produced two runs. Comes on two hits. No errors and nobody left aboard the base paths. After seven innings, we're all evened up at seven apiece. Riders coming to the plate in the top of the eighth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Alejandro Osuna leads off the Riders portion of the eighth inning. Tied at seven. Taylor Rashi back on the hill. The first pitch is shot foul back to the screen. Osuna is 0 for 3 tonight. He has walked. Came around to score in that first inning on a two-run base hit by Sebastian Walcott. Righty kicks and fires, and that one misses at eye level to Osuna. And it's a ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitting center fielder. Pitch on its way, and that one hit high and deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. Osuna gave it a ride, but couldn't keep it between the lines. A long foul ball. Well, the Rangers and Mariners are underway. And in the top of the first inning, the Rangers picked up a hit by Marcus Semien, but then went down in order. We're headed to the home half of the first inning, where Kamar Rocker will take the mound for the first time as the Texas Ranger. 1-2 to Osuna. Wave and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. And Osuna's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Third strikeout for Taylor Rashi. And there's one away in the eighth. There's Max Acosta, who it seems like it's been forever since he's had a hit. He's 0 for his last two tonight. He's 1 for 3. But Acosta has been on fire as of late. Pitch home. Acosta takes, it just misses. A bit upstairs. Ball and no strikes. Acosta homered yesterday as part of a 3-for-4 day, and he rips one towards short. A big bounce over Cintron's mitt and into left center field. Likely a base hit for Max Acosta. I'm going to go ahead and say it is a hit for Max Acosta. There was no leather there.
Took a big hop.
It is?
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Max Acosta has himself another multi-hit night. He's up to 5 hits in the series. 2-for-4 tonight. Now a total of 5-for-8 with a walk in 2 games. Here's Josh Hatcher. First pitch called a strike. Just caught the outside corner at the top of the zone. Hatcher hitting 296. 66 RBI on the year. He homered earlier in this game. As Acosta runs, pitch misses downstairs. The throw is in time. And Acosta can't believe it. He thought he got his hand in there. He immediately popped up and looked at the umpire and shook his head. But he is caught stealing. Rocker on the hill in Seattle, making his big league debut. Pitch to Hatcher. Runs outside. 2 balls and a strike.
He's facing Victor Robles to lead it off.
Breaking ball in there at the bottom of the zone. Ball and two strikes. And the first batter to face Kamar Rocker has a base hit into center field. Go to work against Julio Rodriguez. 2-2 to Hatcher. Inside, it nearly hit him, and he spins out of the way. And the count runs full.
There's a four-seamer up and away, and Robles. I'm not going to do play-by-play color on this game, but
you're a little bit behind. I'll tell you that.
Don't tell me.
Hatcher waves and misses at an elevated fastball. Another strikeout for Taylor Rashi, his fourth in two innings of work. Getting chippy here, Josh Hatcher as well as Taylor Rashi yelling at each other. Carlos Cardozo, the Rough Riders manager, ordering his guys to get back into the dugout. Bench is cleared for just a moment, but it looks like things have simmered now. Taylor Rashi picks up a scoreless frame. He faces the minimum with a pair of strikeouts. He gives up a base hit, but nothing doing in the top of the eighth. For the Rough Riders, we go to the home half of the eighth, still locked at seven on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, and it's the Double-A debut for Gavin Collier. Right-hander kicks and fires, and his first pitch just misses. Ball and no strikes. Collier, originally from Lawrenceville, Georgia, was a 2019 12th round selection by the Rangers. He kicks and fires and misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. On the catcher, Christian Cerda, he gets the 6-7-8 batters in the Amarillo lineup here in his Double-A debut. He rocks and fires and just misses downstairs again, 3-0. Jaime Hickory this year. He went 3-3 with a 3.24 ERA across 40 outings. 50 innings worth of work. High leg kick and the pitch home. Called a strike over the heart of the plate. 78 strikeouts for Collier over those 50 frames. He did issue 32 walks. And a guy that's very excited to join this Rough Riders group as they make a push for a Texas League championship. 3-1 on the way. Called a strike. Christian Cerda couldn't believe it. Stepped across the plate. It certainly looked like it had the right height. As we mentioned throughout the series, we're located down the right field line, so not really much of an angle to see if it was in or outside. Looked like he hit his spot. 3-2 pitch. Misses down and away, and that's ball four.
Quick cut in. Kamar Rocker has his first Major League strikeout, and he got probably the hottest hitter on the Mariners, Cal Raleigh, looking with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees.
That's good stuff. Trying to get out of a second and third jam. That was out number one. Now going to work against Randy Rosarena. Tucker Mitchell wanted to talk things over with Gavin Collier before he goes to work against Gavin Conticello. Tripled in a run and then later came around to score in the sixth inning. Cerda at first base takes his lead on the first pitch. Called a strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Collier came out of high school as a starter, as most relievers do. then transitioned into a reliever role. Pitch home way upstairs, even at a ball and a strike. He made 16 starts in 2021, 22 in 2022. And last year he had some struggles on the air. It's the pitch home. That one flared out into left center field. Acosta going back. It's going to drop down in front of him. And everybody moves up 90 feet. It's first and second as Serta goes into second base. And Gavin Collier will have to work out of a jam. Kamar Rocker struck out Randy Arozarena and then quickly got a line out off the bat of Luke Rayleigh to get out of the jam. So he gives up two hits in his first inning of work, but he's able to get out of the jam. It's a scoreless first inning for Kamar Rocker. Christian Robinson squares to bunt. He pulls back and watches ball one. Robinson is 2-for-3 today with a homer and a double. Squares to bunt, infield crashes, and he pulls back again and takes ball two.
Rocker just struck out Randy Arozarena as well on a curveball.
Love it. Collier set at the bell. Two balls and no strikes and the pitch. Downstairs, called ball three. Christian Robinson trying to do his job. Get out of the jam just as Kamar Rocker did. Scoreless first inning for Kamar Rocker in his debut. 3-0 pitch. Down Broadway, called a strike. Fastball at 91. Three balls and a strike. Robinson shows bunt. Pitch home, and he offered at it. Back pick to second base. Acosta tags, not in time. Serta went sliding back into second base. Boy, was it close. And now Robinson will likely have to swing away in a 3-2 count. Still nobody out. Runners at first and second representing the go-ahead runs for the Sod Poodles. Payoff pitch to Robinson. Pop up right side in foul territory. Ortiz looking up, and he'll watch it fall into the crowd. Another 3-2 pitch coming up. Rough Riders got themselves an early lead in this game, but it has vanished. Amarillo has scored in each of the last three innings. Run in the fifth, two in the sixth, and two more in the seventh. Luckily, the Riders picked up a run in the top of the seventh inning. We're locked at seven. Payoff offering. Line drive, left field. Zavala back, it's off the base of the wall and gets stuck underneath the wall. He'll have to go dig it up. One run in, Contasillo gets the stop sign, and Christian Robinson has given Amarillo their first lead of the night. His third extra base hit. He drives in a run. Serta able to score. Contasillo goes to third, and there's still nobody out. Bottom of the card, and Giancarlo Cintron. Christian Robinson has had himself a day. Two doubles and a 477-foot homer. First offering to Cintron is called a strike. Riders infield is in with runners in second and third and nobody out. Collier set, he kicks and fires and misses low and away. 8-7 our score. Top of the lineup looming for the fifth time through for the Sod Poodles and Jesus Valdez. One and one. Collier set, he kicks, and the pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle, Acosta has it, looks to third, and then delivers to first. Good job by the Rough Riders shortstop. Looking back the runners and then firing on to first. It keeps this an 8-7 game. And a big first out for Gavin Collier. And here comes John Goble to talk things over with his right-hander. There's currently nobody getting loose for the Rough Riders, so it is Gavin Collier's inning. John Goble, pitching coach, just wants to talk something over with the infield as well as his right hand. Well, it's a tough ballpark to make your double-A debut in. I'm sure in the back of Gavin Collier's mind is don't give up the homer, don't give up the homer. It's a small ballpark. One mistake pitch can lead to that. He's had some command issues here in the inning. Leadoff walk came around to score, and it's runners at second and third with one out. Gavin Contasello stands at third base. Christian Robinson gave the Sun Poodles the lead with that RBI double. Collier's first pitch to Valdez, popped up right side our way and just beneath us. Foul ball. Oh, Kamar Rocker has himself some run support. Josh Young just belted a solo shot in the second. 1-0 Rangers. Pitch home. Swing and a miss.
Valdez. Opposite field, no less, as well.
Saw right. One of those a couple of weeks ago. Walk-off shot the opposite way. Nothing in two on the Amarillo third baseman. Collier could use a strikeout here. Second and third. One out. An 8-7 deficit for the Rough Riders. Righty set. He offers home and misses outside. Ball and two strikes now. Valdez has himself a 2-for-4 night. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. He got him. First double-A strikeout for Gavin Collier. And a much-needed second out of the inning. He fans Jesus Valdez to get to Castillo. Afe Castillo will try to tack on some runs. It's 8-7 Amarillo here in the bottom of the eighth. Still two in scoring position. Castillo is 1-for-4. He has himself an RBI single tonight. First time he sees the righty. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Laid on a breaking ball. Oh and one on the right-handed hitting left fielder. Collier peers in, and he offers wave and a miss. Quickly, nothing in two, and Gavin Collier is one strike away from getting out of this threat and keeping it an 8-7 ball game. Rough Riders to the plate in the top of the ninth. Trying to push this game to the home half of the night. 0-2 from the righty. Taken downstairs for ball one.
The good news is the Riders will have 4, 5, and 6 due up, so a good portion of the order to try and do damage. And all three of those players have the boom to tie the game up with one swing.
That they do. Collier appears in, now comes set. He has his sign. His 1-2 pitch on the way. Line down the right field line, deep into the corner. Meaces giving chase to the bounce and then hit off the railing. Meaces didn't react as if it did. Now Rodriguez throw to third, and Walcott applies the tag. They got him. But Nafe Castillo drives in two more with a two-run double. The Riders did a nice job defensively to pick up the final out of the inning. But two more come home. It's a three-run home half of the eighth against Gavin Collier for the Sod Poodles. Three runs, it comes on three hits. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth. The Rough Riders facing their largest deficit tonight. It's now 10-7. Amarillo, Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mr. Sosa comes out of the bullpen and will try to go for the save in the ninth inning. Big two runs for Amarillo. Not just one, but two, and that certainly makes a big difference going into this bottom of the ninth. The Rough Riders trail now by that score of 9-7. So Abimelech Ortiz leading things off. He's 1-for-3 today with a double and a walk, and Sosa's pitch. Foul directly back behind home. It's 0-1. Ortiz doubled the left field off the wall. His 14 home runs are tied for the club lead. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Up and outside. One ball and one strike. Ortiz has also struck out twice today. Sosa readies. He brings it. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. It drops in for a base hit. Castillo over to cut it off and gets it back in. But Abimelech Ortiz singles to lead things off here in the ninth inning. And the Rough Riders bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth. It was three runs in for Amarillo in the bottom of the eighth. So it's now 10-7 Amarillo. Beg your pardon. Tying run on deck. Walcott a 3-for-4 day. Two doubles and a single. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Massive rip and it's 0-1. Ortiz has his lead. 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 0-2. Walcott out in front. Walcott does not get cheated with his swings at the plate, that's for sure. Three for four. Trying to add a fourth hit. 0-2 pitch from Sosa on the way. Just outside, barely missing. One ball, two strikes. 10 home runs at high A for Walcott. 50 extra base hits. One, two. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders lost the opener of this series. Won yesterday 3-1. And today, the day they score 7 runs, they allow 10. Pitching has been such a big thing for them this season. 2-2. A swing and a chopper out to third. Valdez has got it on the second for one. Throw to first in time. A double play. There are two down. Aaron Lorenzo Ball, the final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Oh for 2 today with a sack fly and a walk. Pitch in. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Cintron's got it. Flicks it to first, ball game. Riders fall 10-7. Luke Manley has your postgame coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, the Rough Riders, a tough one to swallow. Amarillo earns a come-from-behind victory. They take it 10-7, scoring in each of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. And didn't need to come to the plate in the ninth. It's 7 runs on 11 hits and 1 error for the Rough Riders. For Amarillo, 10 runs on 13 hits and 1 error. The Rough Riders fall behind in this series, 2-1 at the hands of the Sod Poodles. And there's just 3 regular season games left to go. Rough Riders drop this one 10-7. The final, Taylor Rashi picks up the win. He improves to 7-3. Gavin Collier in his AA debut suffers the loss. He is 0-1. And Lister Sosa picks up his first save as a member of the Amarillo Sod Poodles. 10-7, the final score. You look at the offensive performances for Frisco. They got multi-hit nights from Sebastian Walcott, who paced the way, going 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. He also picked up a pair of doubles. Caber Rodriguez also doubled twice as part of a 2-for-4 night with 2 RBI. He also scored a run. Luis Miesi's 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. And Abimelech Ortiz rounded out the multi-hit nights, going 2-for-4 on the evening. Josh Hatcher also homered. Lone homer tonight for the Rough Riders, but they end up falling by a final score of 10-7. The Rough Riders drop to 37-29 in the second half, 81-54 overall on the year. But they are postseason bound after these final 3 regular season games. They will turn their attention to the postseason. They'll hit the road. They'll begin the first round of the playoffs at Midland against the Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. Before coming back home, they'll enjoy a day off on Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday, if necessary, they'll be in action at Riders Field, so make sure you get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. Rough Riders fall short tonight. Mitch Pratt was on the hill. He looked pretty sharp. He went 6 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 8 hits, 2 of those hits homers, walking 2 and striking out. The Ryan Lobis came on in relief, gave up his first runs as a Rough Rider, including a 2-run homer, and Gavin Collier ended up suffering the loss in his AA debut. So the Rough Riders drop it 10-7. We'll step aside and talk about what's to come over the next couple of days when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Hodgetown, the Rough Riders fall 10-7. They fall behind in this series 2-1. Again, Taylor Rushy, the winner, 7-3 on the air. Gavin Collier suffers the loss in his Double-A debut. He's 0-1, and Lister Sosa picks up the save. Game 135 is in the books. Just 3 games remaining in this series and 3 games remaining in the regular season slate for the Rough Riders. Before that postseason, they're now 13-8. Against the Sod Poodles on the air and 4-5 in this ballpark. They turn their attention to tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch. It's the left-hander Cole Drake, who is 2-1 with a 3.63 ERA on the year, taking the hill for the Rough Riders. And that ERA of 3.63 doesn't quite do Drake justice. He made that appearance back in April, a spot start with the Rough Riders, and really, really struggled. A game he issued 6 walks in. And just his second outing of the year. Walks have not been an issue for the lefty over the course of the season. And he's coming off of an outing where he went 5 innings, allowing 1 earned run at home against Wichita. And that came after he picked up his first Double-A win on the road at Northwest Arkansas in the month since joining the Rough Riders. In September, he has gone 1-0 with a 2.7 ERA, and he makes his third start. Tomorrow night, he opposes the right-hander Billy Corcoran, who is 6-7 with a 4.38 ERA, and that ERA also a bit misleading. Corcoran has had a couple of blow-up starts that have inflated that ERA, but he has been really effective on the air, and the Rough Riders have seen him a couple of times. That'll be the first time that Amarillo faces Cole Drake, but the Rough Riders have seen Billy Corcoran on a couple occasions, but the Riders have gotten to him. Across 9 1/3 innings, he's given up 12 runs, but only 6 of those were earned. So some sloppy defense behind him has led to an 0-2 record with a 5.79 ERA for Corcoran across his 2 starts against Frisco. So tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch. It's Cole Drake, the lefty, and Billy Corcoran, the righty, squaring off. And what will be, or should be, an exciting matchup. The Rough Riders will try to even up the series at 2 games apiece, but they fall tonight 10-7. Amarillo takes a 2-1 advantage in this set. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Thursday evening with us. We're back in action tomorrow, 7:05, the first pitch. Pre-game coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6:50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!